Most research on pesticide use in honeybees focuses on neonicotinoids, an insecticide applied to corn and soybean crops that's harmful to bees. But Purdue entomology professor Christian Krupke wanted to know what happens to bees when they're not feeding on crop pollen.
So one of the surprising things we found is the diversity of pollen that bees find out there. And secondly, the range and diversity and abundance of pesticides that we found that weren't correlated with what was going on in the agricultural fields right around them.
That means a majority of the pollen bees collect is from plants other than crops, plants you might put in your backyard. Krupke says there's a lesson here for people with pollinator gardens that attract bees.
You have to commit to not only using insecticides on that plant, but perhaps in the area all around it.
Pesticides are linked to the widespread loss of honeybee colonies. Nationwide, 44% of colonies were lost last year, according to a study funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.